Brussels is waking up to a Brexit deal signed by EU leaders backing Theresa May, saying her agreement is the best and only deal possible. Well, joining me from the Belgian capital is Sam Wilkin, editor at MLEX, who has been following the negotiations and the talks. Sam, very good morning to you. Just give me a sense, really, of what the mood is there after the agreement has been, agreed.
Good morning, Nick. There are no champagne corks going off in Brussels, which is, you know, perhaps surprising on one level, given that this was a deal that was very hard fought.
It's only 7 o'clock in the morning there.
Well, yes, that's true. Well, they agreed it quite quickly yesterday. Mm. It wasn't an all-night thing. They agreed it by about midday yesterday. There wasn't much time in the room at all. It was an open and shut job. They went in, they agreed. So there was plenty of time yesterday afternoon for champagne, but no, the mood was quite somber, actually, because, you know, while the deal is a success, at least from the EU's point of view, this is the, you know, one step closer to Brexit, which very few people in the EU are actually happy about. And many of the leaders yesterday were saying exactly that, both national leaders and Jean-Claude Juncker, that it's a sad day for the EU to have Britain one step closer to leaving.
It says something about the unification, obviously, of the EU, and we'll examine what this means going forward in just a moment. But when you say, so the understanding is that, as you say, the deal was done very, very quickly. I've heard suggestions of about 38 minutes of talking. The EU is known for last minutes to the wire negotiations. Something like this, where a deal is done so quickly and before even the perceived deadline of, you know, late into the night, those overnight talks, it looks a little like a fait accompli.
Yes, I can see how it looks in that regard. I think you have to remember the original deadline was October. Mm. To reach the deal with the UK in order to get all the parliaments to sign off on it in time. So we're already a month over deadline. On 25th of November, the deal was agreed. And so yesterday wasn't really about agreeing the deal. The negotiation was always between the UK and the EU, and this was just getting it through the heads of state and heads of government of the EU's member states. Now, they'd all given a mandate to Michel Barnier and his team to negotiate a deal, and this was effectively them saying, yes, we're happy that you did indeed negotiate that deal within the framework of that mandate that we gave you.
And yet we did hear some noises over the weekend of countries, France, Spain particularly, about the things that they are keen on or things that won't happen further on in the deals. I'm looking at France and fishing rights, Spain and Gibraltar. This is still something where not everyone is entirely seeing from the same hymn sheet, however it looks for the cameras.
Yes, absolutely. There are a few issues that are still outstanding, some of that are national interest to certain countries. You say Gibraltar, fishing for a half dozen countries or so. And they've been sort of basically pushed into the next phase of negotiations, which is the negotiations on the future relationship, which will kick in at the end of the transition period, at the end of 2020 or possibly later if it's extended. Now, it's worth saying during the transition period, everything will effectively stay the same. The UK will continue to be bound by EU laws and have exactly the same relationship it does now, minus the political representation. We'll no longer be on any EU bodies and any EU institutions. And so there is time to resolve these issues. And it's not unlike the case of the Irish border, where we've got a solution that's not satisfactory to the UK on the understanding and perhaps in the hope that a solution will emerge in the next couple of years of negotiations, but on none of these issues is that guaranteed.
And how likely is all this? Because I'm thinking that Europe has a lot of other things on its plate at the moment. Brexit is only one issue. Is there a sense that now that ticking clock has been removed somewhat, the foot is going to be taken off the pedal a bit?
In the short term, I think that's probably the case. Assuming, of course, this goes through the UK
for sure.
Parliament and there's no more negotiations to do now, which is which is a bit of an assumption to make. But if we do take that scenario, then yes, I can imagine the next few months the EU will be concentrating on other things, Italy's budget and there's budget to do. There's elections next year in May to the European Parliament. There's a new commission to come in. So there's a lot of things to do in the EU other than Brexit. So certainly for the next few months to a year, Brexit may go at a slightly calmer pace.